Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi government forces and Shiite militias are attempting to drive Islamic State militants out of Anbar province. Iraq's defense ministry said the country's air force conducted a number of airstrikes targeting the headquarters and vehicles of Islamic State militants. Officials said a series of targets were destroyed. Shiite militias also battled Islamic State fighters in the northern Iraqi city of Baiji hours after the militiamen broke a siege on Iraq's largest oil refinery just outside the city and freed 200 troops trapped at the refinery. Iraqi military leaders say that the key to taking the refinery is to take control of Baiji. ISIS fighters still control large parts of that oil processing facility. Meanwhile, the U.S. military said the international coalition it leads conducted 22 strikes in Iraq overnight, focusing on Ramadi, the ISIS stronghold of Mosul, and the area near Baiji. The leader of an opposition party in Burundi has been shot dead by unknown assailants in Bujumbura. Witnesses and residents say Zaidi Feruzi, the head of the UPD party, and at least one of his bodyguards were killed in a drive-by shooting Saturday. The attack is the latest violent incident in the country following President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for another term in office. And at least 45 people have been killed in fighting between Somalian government troops and al-Shabaab militants. Officials say dozens of people were also wounded when heavily armed al-Shabaab fighters launched surprise attacks on government troops before dawn south of the capital, Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Ireland has